We'll say, just to continue the rest of Heyomet Beis, we're picking up right across from Rabbeinu Chananel, Chayve Golios Minolan. So how do we know, the Gemara is asking, how do we know about Chayve Golios? How do we know about those who are obligated or liable to exile? So Asi Rotzeach Rotzeach. So ultimately, again, we make a Gzir Shava of Rotzeach Rotzeach. So we'll say, so now we've demonstrated by Chayve Golios, by Chayve Misos, and by Chayve Malkios, that in Onshin Min Hadin, we do not go ahead and impose a punishment based on a Kal V'chomer. In Mashirin Min Hadin, we also don't go ahead and even create the ashara. We don't go ahead and even find the lav from a Kal V'chomer as well. So the Gemara tells an amazing ma'isa. So the Gemara says, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi, Erab Benechamim lo harakti eid zomim. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi says, literally, Erab Benechamim means I should have no rest. It's like a lashon of shvua. I swear that I was justified in killing an eid zomim, in killing a false witness. Lahotzi mi liban shel tzdukim. And I did this in order to prove that tzdukim wrong. Remember that tzdukim don't believe in Torah Shabbat. They don't believe in the oral tradition. Shahayu omrim eina eidim zomim neharagin ad sheyehareg hanidon. Because the tzdukim said that an eid zomim is only killed if they are successful in killing the defendant and having the defendant executed. Amar lo Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach said, Erev ben Nechama, I swear, in other words, lo Erev ben Nechama, I should have no consolation. Another lashon of Shvua, im lo shafachta dam naki. So Shimon ben Shetach says to Yehuda ben Tabai, what did you do? You spilled innocent blood. How so? Shahari amru chachamim ein edim zomim neharogin ad she'azomu shneihem. Because again, remember Chazal said that edim zomim are not executed unless, again, both of them are made into Eidim Zomim. Meanwhile, Yehuda ben Tabai said that he had executed one Eid Zomim. Apparently, one of them was found to be an Eid Zomim, and the other was not. So again, so Shimon ben Shetach confronts Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai with this dramatic and startling observation that Yehuda ben Tabai killed someone, killed an Eid Zomim, killed a singular Eid Zomim, inappropriately. Miat kibalav Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai sheina mora hora elf neshim. After this, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai took a shvua that he was not going to paskin halacha, not in the presence of the Shimon ben Shetach. In other words, that almost as like a safeguard to avoid making any further mistakes, he will not paskin halacha outside of the presence of Shimon ben Shetach. V'chol yomav shei Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai hayu mishtateach hakivor shel osaid, and the rest of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai's life, he used to go every day and prostrate himself on the grave of that man whom he had executed as a sign of tshuva, as a sign, as a requesting for forgiveness, via kolo nishma, and his voice would be heard. Ukisvurin ha'am lomar kolo shel haruk. People used to think that it perhaps was the voice of the executed man crying out over the injustice. Amr koli shelihu. And Yehuda ben Tabai said, no, it is my voice. Teidu. And I'll show you how. Teidu. L'machar hu meis, ein kolo nishma. Because you'll see the day that I die, you will no longer hear this voice. Amr li rav acha breid rav al rav ashi. Dilma bedina kam bahade. So perhaps again, perhaps even if it was the voice of the person who was killed, maybe he went and he lodged his case, he lodged his complaint against Yehuda ben Tabai. In other words, he had his day in court. That's why again he stopped crying out. Inami pius paise. Or ultimately again, perhaps Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai was able to appease the person whom he wronged. So we'll say. So first, obviously, this maisa reinforces the halacha, namely that. One aid cannot become a zomim. You only become a zomim if both of them are made into aidim zomim. And of course, also the musr and the ashkafa of this particular meisa is the need to be vigilant when passing halacha. That ultimately, again, it's the always making sure that we are able to have someone in our life who we could run dramatic decisions by, who we could run dramatic ideas by, and to make sure that before we take dramatic action, that we're informed, we're making the right decision, ultimately have the right malach. We'll say, Shekoyach, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow morning, wishing everyone a beautiful and uplifting Shabbos.